Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Thola inkuthazo yakho nokuphakanyisa kanye nokuqiniswa imihla namalanga ekhasini lethu leFacebook. Hlanganyela nomphakathi weRadio Pulpit kuFacebook.
I just want to talk. I can't, it's taking too long to come to me. I had to just say you're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Give me the sounds of Dr. Dumi Overflow. And the time now, 17 minutes just after one. And my family, the Lord is so good. The Lord is so awesome. Pietra. All right. Pietra said something to us. And we can't wait to see you too, my queen. I said to the family, if you can tell me, whose voice was that? Marla Ropa. Now I'm going to end up even showing who he is on Facebook. And both of them, apparently, they've been here before. And Soha Ropa.
Yeah.
But what I can say is I have IAG the studio. I didn't want to say I have Pastor Ngumelo and Pastor Khwari the studio, but now I have to. Pietra wants something. Let's hear what Pietra says first. Then we're coming to the pastors.
Goeiemôre luisteraars, julle is baie familie, né? En is 'n pastoor en hy in is Pietra en Sibongile en is Radio Kansel en hy het 'n wonderlike stem. Ek weet hy's pastoor. Geseënde middag en ag God, die verkeer is al raai. Maar ek sien julle een van die dag. Mooi bly. Bye bye.
Ons self een van whatever dag. Ja. See you. My queen. Maar Pietra, nou, jy rob nou. You were supposed to tell me who it is.
The
but
name.
Yeah, he's near pastor nie. But he's got a name. And so both of you have worked with Awiti Thompson right here on Radio Pulpit.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
Yeah. So are you still there, Moruti Khwari?
I'm still with Thompson.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we are still, you know, preaching the gospel through the waves of the Radio Pulpit.
You are family.
Yes, that's so true.
Through and through.
Yeah, through and through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Pastor Ngumelo, when now you say you are featured, sometime you're like, hi.
Well, basically, I'm a standby to Moruti Khwari.
But you are there.
I am there. Yes.
Yeah. So as long as he's there, you are there.
Exactly.
And how has the standing by go? You know, how is it going?
No, it's going quite okay, and it's so exciting actually to be able to can talk to the brothers and sisters and. All that cares to listen and to share the word of the Lord.
Wow, that is so awesome. I don't know. I want to try this because I did have a talk with one of the young ladies who is a district leader of the, what do you call them again?
The
missionaries.
Sinentlantla
Maqega. And I was talking to her. I'm like, she is so young. Yeah. And I found she's leading even older women.
That's so true.
Who are married.
Yeah.
I'm like, Ganjani. But that is so just amazing. I don't know if it will play the right way. Let's see if it does play.
Part, and I did promise that I will be talking to a vibrant young person, and she is Nintlantla Maqega, and she is the Gauteng district leader. Say that again.
A Gauteng district missionaries ambassador.
Okay, explain the last word, missionaries. What do you do there?
Missionaries is a girls' club. We like to call it a girls' club, but it's actually a program for young ladies.
Under IAG.
Yes, under IAG. But if you're outside of IAG, you're welcome to join us. We work together with young ladies to study the Bible together.
All right. I heard that they're also preparing you to become great adults, great teenagers. Tell us about that. So what kind of programs do you run for that?
So in the Missionettes Club, we have the Stairway to the Stars. So that consists of five women from the Bible who are picked who are picked because of the characteristics they have towards the work of Christ and their characteristics as human beings. So we try to teach young ladies to embody the characteristics of the women that we are taught about.
And how has it been so far since you are the district?
It has been amazing, beautiful.
Do you see transformation in most of the young girls?
Definitely. Most of our ambassadors are doing great things in the different areas of their lives. All successful in their own ways. And most importantly, we see these women shining through them.
So are they already women, or are we talking young girls here?
We have ambassadors who are older, married, businesswomen, career-driven.
So you represent which level? Because you are a teenager, you're very young and beautiful.
I represent the fresh out of the program ambassadors.
Okay, so which age groups are those?
So we don't necessarily go by age group.
Oh, okay.
It is more by how you have started your journey. So some people start their journeys a little bit later, and then you find yourself being an ambassador at the age of 25 or 30, and that is okay.
So you're able to mentor somebody who's 30 years?
Yes.
At your age?
Most definitely. Ooh.
Now, how do you call them to order if you have to? Because sometimes you have to.
Above us, leading us, we have our mission aid sponsors. So they're the ones who guide us through the program, lead us in the right direction, have also most definitely walked the journey. So as an ambassador, when you feel ready, you can now become a mission aid sponsor.
Oh, you become a mission aid sponsor.
Yes.
All right. So there are other churches who do not have a program like this.
As yet.
All right. So are you going to take it into their churches as well, introduce it, so they know that there's something like this as well?
Yes.
And grow from that?
We are most definitely working on that.
Uh-huh.
In the Gauteng district. Just the other month, we were in Rustenburg in the Northwest to conduct a small workshop to show the people in Rustenburg what we have and what we can offer them in return.
So do you go to churches specifically? Or
we go to churches because most churches, you find that there's a missionaries club in the church, and then I'm a missionary and I invite my other friend who's not really in my church, and then together we both missionaries.
So if I'm interested, we don't have that in our church, how can I get you guys involved?
If you're interested in becoming a missionary, because we don't have any social media platforms as
yet,
then you can contact me.
All right. So you can give us your numbers.
Yes, you can contact me on 063-038-4142.
Can you repeat that?
063-038-4142.
So give me some characteristics as we are closing of a missionary.
So the first woman that we have on the Stairway to the Stars is Ususana, and the Bible emphasis ka Susana is salvation. Her mission aid ideal is to be a faithful steward of time, money and talent. So make use of what you have, whether it be small or little. You don't need a lot. A little goes a long way to help assist other people in Christ to get to the kingdom.
Wow, guys, the family are blessed to have Snintlantla. Thank you so much. Dynamite's come in small packages. Thank you so much for this.
Thank you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Such a beautiful talk we've just had with one of the leaders. And when you came in, I said, you are the new leaders in IAG.
Yes.
You have taken the baton from others, and now you are the ones running with that. But we have such amazing achievements where such a young girl. I don't even think she is 16 yet.
Yeah, mm. yeah. Mm. No, well, this it is some of the programs that which we have, Sibongile, in our church, the Missionettes program. Mm. We are actually training these young girls to a stage where they're going to be matured and more responsible. That's why, you know, when you are listening to her, Sine Nhlanhla, you are able to detect, you know, the level of maturity even at a young age, even understanding the program itself, you know, even the intention of, you know, the program, where we want to see them going to, and so on. So you are realizing that they've been given an opportunity, you know, to also participate in this program, the Missionettes program. Mm. It is a program that is run by the church, the International Assemblies of God. The intention of it, or the purpose of it, is that all the young girls from the age at least of 5 years, they must be able to be part of this program, and they are, you know, prepared for the future.
Mm. So are we talking about just in Christ, or are we also preparing them for life, Pastor Nxumalo?
Basically, we're preparing them for life. In other words, there are other skills that when they are in the program, they've got to learn those skills. If you were fortunate to go to the table on Saturday, you would have seen there is a lot of other things that they do, like, I mean, knitting, crocheting, and things like that. They are taught, you know, to be a comprehensive woman whilst they are still young, so that when they grow up, they are just, you know, a fully fledged woman, but over and above, who knows God?
Yeah.
Sure, over and above, who knows God?
Yeah.
Somebody might ask a question. When I was talking to her, she was so humbled. She was so welcoming.
Yeah.
She was so loving.
Yeah.
You just want to be in her presence and never stop talking to her.
Yeah.
She's a leader. But somebody might ask, what about the boy child?
Yeah. Well, with regards to the boy child, Sibongile, we do have another program, Royal Rangers.
Mm.
That's where boys are groomed as well.
Rangers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But these rangers are royal.
Yes, they're royal rangers. Yeah, they also have an opportunity to be, you know, channeled and groomed. And above all, we are doing this, you know, and giving them Christ. As we prepare them for life, we prepare for life also that they should know, they should accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember, in life, there are also challenges that one, you know, can go through and so on. But when you go through all those challenges as a Royal Ranger, you must be able to stand your ground and know the biblical principles, also to be prepared for, you know, in how you can deal with the challenges that you are experiencing.
Especially when our young people get to teenagehood.
Yeah.
There are many
yeah.
challenges that come with that. Now, how do you tackle that? An advice for another church that's listening, and they are having teenagers in their own church as well.
Look, with Royal Rangers, it is actually imperative that, because mainly fathers are absent from these boys, and they need a father figure. They need someone who can guide them through life itself.
And that's where the church should step
and
in.
And that's where the church steps in. In fact, we've got fathers in the church. In other words, in this program, then we would have mentors that will mentor these children. You can even adopt one and go through life with this young boy.
Mm.
And we have quite a lot of camps where we go out and teach them
it's just
all about
boys.
Life.
It's just young men.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. But now, there are some of the, you mentioned some sensitive stuff right there, Moruti Nxumalo, that most of them do not have fathers.
Yeah.
Most of them do not have fathers, and that's why we see the delinquent kind of spirit that comes.
Right. Yeah.
Some, because of the hurt they get out there. I remember there's a child that I know very close, who grew up with a grandfather. Mm. The father figure was there, but because the father was not there, that was an issue. Mm,
yeah.
But the issue didn't come from within. It came from the peers. Yes. So you go to the camp, you go to church, you go everywhere else, and then you meet them at school.
Yeah.
And they're like, ah, that's your grandfather. And they even laugh at you because that's your grandfather, that's not your father.
Yeah.
When they come back to us, your advice to our young men and women, because even girls, there are girls who would even become promiscuous because of identity, because dad was not there. So now we are talking and advising others.
Yeah.
What do you do? How do you deal with such a situation when it comes to Royal Rangers or mission? What happens? What can we learn from there for our own churches as well?
Yeah. I think, Swingile, remember our church is not only focusing on the Royal Rangers and the Missionettes programs.
What I loved about what Snintlantla said is we are going to other churches.
Yes.
We are inviting, we are educating others. Yeah.
That's so true. We also have, programs or departments where we say this is a WM mothers and men.
What?
WM. Yeah, Women's Ministry.
Okay.
Yeah, Women's Ministry. That's where women are also, taught to reach out to these young girls. Fathers within the structures of the church are also taught to reach out to these young girls.
Because it's not easy.
It is not easy. Muruti Nxumalo says, most of the fathers are not present.
Then, yes.
They are not there. These, departments that which we have, they are purposed to a point of reaching out to men so that we are able to teach them to be there for their families, to be there for their children and so on. It's very disappointing. I can tell you and give you my history, my upbringing. I was, kuriki hudiswa ki a single parent. I don't know the love of the father. I've never experienced that, but today I'm married. I have to project something to my son because I have a boy child. Now, I never had experience of the relationship.
Nobody poured
into me, Sibongile. So, but I have to pour something. Now, it is this ministries that they help people like me. They help other men who are getting into marriage to say, let's pour in them so that in turn they are able to pour into their children. Their children will do the same thing. Now, we are structuring these programs in such a way that not only focusing on the spiritual aspect, of having to worship God and, praying and, being joyous in the Lord. And we also address real issues.
Because you need to know how to use what you got from the worship and use it out there.
That's so correct. Mm. We have got, Pastor Nxumalo also spoke about, the camps that which we have. Mm. We do have, a boys to men camp. Yeah. Where fathers will take the boys and they will go up, somewhere and sit there and talk, address issues issues.
And I'm sure that when you meet as men, you find men who are broken.
Yeah.
And that makes it difficult for them to reach out to the boys.
That's true. Look, the main thing that we're trying to teach them is that you don't find identity on external things. Mm. You don't find you are not defined by things that are outside of you. It has to start within. And if you can find that peace in yourself, then it is also easy to relate to your external world where you know your way through and you know who you are in that external world. But first, it's find it in you.
Mm. So it's you and Christ today.
You and Christ then.
Yeah,
that's where it starts.
And are men allowed to cry in these spaces?
Well, men are allowed, Sibongile. Remember, we are also emotional beings.
Of course.
Yes. Mm. I normally hear people say women are emotional. We too are emotional beings. Is that such, it is just that somewhere, somehow, you know, men were given this understanding to say, truly, truly, let's allow men to express their feelings. Mm. Let's allow them. And we should not make them feel ashamed when they cry, because that's where the problem will. If we continue to say indota aikali, the day indota ikalayo, then it becomes another challenge.
I know. I once saw my father cry, and it was a shock for many years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've
you were never exposed to that
smoothly. No. Crying has always been associated with weakness.
Yes.
And yet crying is actually a strength. And not weakness.
But we start our children from when they are young. We put the walls that are blue their bedrooms, which is a cold color. We make them wear blue. We make them have those tools, you know, machinery. But in the midst of all that, we need to remind them they are humans.
Exactly. Mm.
And allow them to express. Mm. Somebody said when a girl child falls, you know, when they're starting to walk and a girl child falls, everybody rushes there and, and then a boy is like, don't look. Don't look. He will cry. Don't look at him. So this is what you're doing, changing.
We're dealing with these stereotypes and things that actually are wrong. And we're trying to create a man that actually understands himself. I mean, who has a balance between his own emotions and what he has to do in the world. So if you've got to cry, yes, cry. Mm. But at the end, come with a solution.
Exactly.
To what made you to cry.
Or ask for help.
Yeah.
Ask for help. It's not wrong for us.
Exactly.
Because you might not have the solution, Pastor Nguma. After you cried. There might not be.
Yeah.
But now there's something that Pastor Mkize said, Bishop Mkize is an older generation, Mkulu.
Mm.
He said, I learned very late.
Mm.
But now I had to do damage control in my family. Mm. With him, he's a pastor, he's a minister of the word, so he was married to his church, and it affected the children in the house.
Yeah.
Then he learned later that it was supposed to be God, my family, then
ministry. Yeah.
So somebody's listening to us right now, and they are leading a church, they are leading whatever, and they're realizing, I missed it somewhere. It might look like it's late. How do I fix it? Some of us are in our ministries. We are pastors. Mm. We are leading men. But what are we doing when we just allow them to preach? But what is the core things that are affecting men we're not addressing? Where do I begin? But don't answer me now. Let's come back and talk about it. And family, do remember you can talk to us with Pastor Khwadi and Pastor Nqumalo. We are looking back at what God has done in IAG over the 60 years, some wins over the years, and with new leadership as well, learning these amazing things. And now even ministering to our men. This is like really beautiful. Alex, Leo. Rakumako, hello to you, listening all the way in, Alex. And Frank Jacobs also appreciating our guests in a studio. We're taking the sounds of Sisi Wynans. We're coming back. Mercy said no.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, true, authentic, Christian radio. No.
Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng. On Radio Pulpit.
It is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. The time now, 15 minutes just before the 2 o'clock news bulletin. I am not alone, my family. I'm with Pastor Ngumalo and Pastor Khwari in studio, all the way from IAG. We have been with them for about a week or two, working at the celebration, the 60 years celebration. Yes. There's so many things that we can learn for our churches, our organizations, as well. When we are listening in, and we gave you the sounds of Sisi Wynand's Mercy Said No. Now, I asked a question before we went to that song, but before you respond to that, let me quickly read the messages from family members. Martino Malembe, all the way from Durban, is tuned in saying, Boys to Men Camp, I like the initiative. God, family, then ministry. Ah, siyabonga bafundi. Kalimpilo Sihlenkosi says, good day, pulpit family. I'm listening from Alex. Hi, Kalimpilo. And he says, it's lovely to see that someone remembered the man, because the world made it only about women. but that is what we, when you have a boy child, you try by all means to balance, hey?
Yeah.
And you try to challenge. Say, I know we need to balance.
Yeah.
We need to, but we can't leave the boy child behind.
Behind. We cannot. Yeah.
We can't. We also need him to catch up. And and what's said is that for men now, we have to start, even older men, we have to start them from the boy who's inside, because every man has got a young boy inside.
Yes.
Just like
yes.
every woman has got a little girl inside. And the danger is that if they both are broken, then the little boy will see the little girl who's broken, and we have a broken family.
That's right.
Mm. Now you have to go dig. So I love the fact that you are digging.
Yeah.
You already started digging.
Yes.
That is like really beautiful. So the question I asked is, that now we are realizing that we have made mistakes, and it's years have gone by, and we are not fixing this. How do we go back and work on it? Because we really do need to be worked on, to be fixed. We need boys to have mentors. We need girls to have mentors. We need godly children, godly families, godly offsprings that will also come in. So how do we fix it? Where do we begin? What advice do you have for our churches?
You know, there's this saying that normally when men do not ask for directions, if you lost, then you'll keep on going around and getting even more lost and not finding the place where you're going.
And men do not like asking for directions.
Now, we are saying that if you realize that you lost, stop and ask for help. Ask for someone to assist you. There are organizations, there are, places where you can go and say, I feel lost here.
And I'm sure you as well, in the Rangers, and missionettes, you also accommodating people from outside.
We do. We are actually interdenominational.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, in everything. Look, these two groups, the Royal Rangers and the Missionettes Club, actually are used for evangelizing. So to reach out to other people, not only within the IAG, but even outside the IAG. So we're going out to everyone.
And I remember that you're very high on missional work.
Yeah. Swanyile, just to add on your question, basically you are asking how do we correct the mistakes that have, you know, happened in the past. Remember, you know, if you are a leader, Swanyile, your immediate family, that is your church, that is the ministry, must begin in your family, because the Bible tells us to say, if you are not able to maintain your family, how will you be able to take care
of God's,
of God's people and so on? As leaders, we normally make blunders in that we focus more on the ministry and we neglect the immediate ministry that which God has given us.
And our children end up hating God, exactly, hating the church as a result.
Yes. More especially us as ministers, as pastors. We go out, we preach, we speak, encourage people to, you know, look into communication or to be able to communicate, to forgive, to embrace, you know, the mistakes. And we do that outside, but we forget that we should be
personally
able to do that within our families.
Sure.
May the Lord help us so that at the end we are able to understand and to withdraw just a bit and focus more on the family. You know, I was in Durban in one of the conferences that we had. We had invited a guest speaker from the US. And that man spoke something very remarkable. And he said to us, we were all ministers, he said, if you are not careful as a minister, you focus more in the ministry, you neglect your family. If the church chases you away, if they fire you, it is your family that will accept you. And he said, but if your family chases you away, the church will not accept you, because the church will point
you
back to your family. They will say, you failed your family. How will you be able to lead us? And that's why we are saying it is God first, it is the family, and it is the ministry.
All right.
Yes.
I see Janet Murray Napper. Hello, hello in the USA. She is a sister at Radio Pulpit as well.
That's powerful.
Thank you so much, my queen. And she says, we need one another in a multitude of counselors, healthy, God-fearing supporters. There is safety. Yeah, taking us back to the word that there's safety. And that's why you can't go without direction. That's why you need a multitude of
people.
You can't go without direction. Yeah. That's why even our pastors themselves need a place where they can run to.
Yeah.
Because most of our pastors don't have a place to run to.
Yeah.
Yeah, you umurudi.
That one is another thing.
Yeah.
That's a difficult one, that one.
Yeah. But what makes it difficult? Because you don't trust anyone?
Yeah, you know, when
I'm glad I'm asking this, and you are pastors, both of you.
Actually, when you are called.
Yes, sir.
No one promises you to say it's going to be easy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then when you are called, God actually judges you with a higher standard than everybody else. And as you go along.
So to whom much is given, much is required.
Is required. And people, they take you to be a superhuman, you know. They don't think that a pastor can cry, a pastor can ask for
help.
Prayers,
yes.
Can ask for help and all that. So you almost like isolated on your own out there and with no one next to you to assist you. And that is sad, actually. It makes it difficult.
Yeah, just to add maybe, Swanyile,
yes.
You know, when you read the Bible, you realize in the book of Genesis chapter 12, verse number 12, and God, the Bible tells us to say, the Lord had said to Moses, go from your country, from your people, from your father's household to the land I will show you. As ministers, the Lord has sent us to people or to a places that which we don't know. Unfortunately, God does not tell us about what is going to be happening, you know, before you reach that particular place where you are sent to.
I don't think even the children of Israel, if they knew there would be giants there.
Yeah. Exactly.
They would have said to the Lord, no, we are fine. Yes. We are fine right here in Egypt.
Exactly. Yeah. But I want to show you something.
Yes.
He doesn't tell Abraham what is going to be happening, but he promises Abraham to say, I will be with you. And this is what, as ministers, we need to hold on to say, even though God has called us to lead people, to counsel people, to pray for people, and yet at times we feel we don't have anyone, you know, that we can confide to. But the Lord is saying, he is with us. But I would encourage ministers out there to say, if you are facing difficult times, look, you know, especially the senior leaders who have been there in the ministry, go to them, talk to them, ask them, how did you go through, you know, all these challenges? And you will grab something that which you will be able to hold on, and it is going to strengthen you.
So does it take the pastor to be strengthened first, healed first, for him to realize and recognize that I'm not the only one going through this? Men are going through this. Women might be going through other experiences as well. Then we need healing in the church.
Yeah, in most cases.
So ihamba ngehierarchy.
Yeah, not that ihamba ngehierarchy, but in most cases, what I'm trying to say is that as ministers, we preach the gospel while we are wounded. You know, a soldier will always soldier on, will always go, you know, into battles while you are wounded. But there are areas where you will see to say, but here, I'm now not able to walk properly.
So would it affect the families in the church because you are affected?
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but then you've got to hide it. That you
Hi,
are.
Bo, this woman.
No, that's how we do as pastors.
And that is not...
So that you don't hurt other people. You don't... Because if they look at you and they see you crying, then, I mean, they've got no hope because their hope is in
you. So it says to men in the church, Muruti doesn't cry.
Yeah.
So why... No, I can't cry in my family.
Well...
Because Muruti doesn't cry.
You've got to have your own space where you cry and cry to the Lord.
And this is so it starts with the leadership?
Yeah.
And then to the fathers who are leaders in their houses?
Yes.
And then it goes down.
Yeah. Swangile, also remember, Jesus had, you know, his closed cycle. He had people, John, Peter, and James. When he normally goes to prayer, he would call them. And when Jesus would isolate himself, taking few individuals or apostles or
So those are the trusted ones.
Those are the trusted ones. Mm. There he's able to cry. There he's able to weep. He's able to pour out because he trusts these people.
Mm.
As much as we say, Indoda ayikhali, uma ukhala.
Because otherwise, next week we ask Swangile to preach and she starts preaching about you.
Exactly.
So healing starts with the leadership.
Yeah.
It goes to the leadership of families, which are men. And then it's easier to be absorbed into the family structure as well. But we need these in our families.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the one at the top has got to be exemplary. And leadership is not easy.
Mm.
You look at all the people that actually are well known in the Bible and called.
Mm.
Moses didn't have it easy. It was the most difficult job that he had to have.
Mm.
Even Paul had also the most difficult job. Jesus himself, it was so difficult for him to go. And yet you are expected to pray for them.
All right.
And you are expected to ask for forgiveness for hating you, actually.
Ish.
Yeah.
And that's how, yeah, it has to go.
Which says to me as I'm listening, we need to take a moment on a daily, if it's possible, and pray for our leaders.
That's right.
And pray for our leaders. Even pray in the house, pray for your husband.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And that pray for those children, but yes, pray for your husband as the leader of the house.
Yeah.
Because there are some battles that he might not even share with you.
That's so correct, Swangile. You know, but at the end of the day, we know that God is on our side. He has promised to be with us. I just want to encourage our brothers and sisters and even ministers out there to say, you might be going through difficult times. Remember, the difficulties that you are going through, you are not actually the only one who's facing that challenge.
Mm.
Some of us, we might have passed, you know, in those challenges.
You might learn from us.
You might learn from us. That's so correct.
All right. Let's go to the news and come back. And close with Pastor Khadi and Pastor Ngumalo.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
We came out from the news and traffic with the sounds of King D Music Provider. And he says, you're always enough for me. Jesus, you're my provider. You're always enough for me. I am not alone in the studio. I am with Pastor Khadi. I'm with Pastor Ngumalo. And we are just reminiscing, and besides reminiscing, we are learning.
Yes.
I was just saying to them right now, 60 years was not, it wasn't just for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that we can learn from you, and so much things that we need to start implementing in our churches. I mean, educating men, educating boys, educating women, our teenage girls. That is just exactly what is needed in the churches. And when you started, what advice do you have for us who are starting it? What should we put things into place? How should we do this? You know, we normally have a launch and then continuing forward. And then, so next week, what do we do? What advice do you have for us if we're starting this and we'd like to have God's people healed?
Okay. Right. Swangile, you know, prayer is very much important and it is sufficient to, you know, get us to where we want to go.
Right.
And then in other words, it means hore re tshwantse re invite Modimo in every aspect of the plan that which we want to achieve.
Yes.
And secondly, if you are planning to have a massive, you know, outreach or, you know, celebration or whatsoever, get a team that will believe in you as a leader.
Are you able to can come and equip my guys?
Yes, I mean, we are able to do that, Sibongile. Once you get a team, then we are able to sit down to say, this is the vision, the projection. We are saying, this is where we are going to. Now, we need this and that. Whatsoever that which we want to achieve,
then we really need to plan. Don't have people who will disagree with you and so on, because if you are a visionary, you need to have people who understand the vision. Once you have people who are going to, you know, derail you, then you may not be able to achieve what you want to achieve. So have people who are united, people, quarrels there and there, disagreements there and there, they will always be, you know, part of the game. But at the end of the day, the team that which you are working, if they believe in you, then you will go far.
You went and then you...
Now, he is talking about, you know, the caliber of people that you must have in a group.
Yeah.
Honestly, you must have people that has got that positive mindset.
Uh-huh.
People who believe that it can be done.
Mm-hmm.
It might be difficult, yes, along the way. Mm-hmm. There might be a lot of stumbling blocks or whatever it is. But once you've set your mind to say it can be done,
mm-hmm.
then you are almost halfway there.
All right. Now, I see Pietra saying she's making, she's listening to us and making tart. Peppermint tart.
Oh, yeah.
So I was talking about teaching others, and she says, amen.
Oh, yes.
We'll teach you to make peppermint crisp tart. Mara Pietra.
Yeah, yeah.
I just love the Radio Pulpit family members.
Wow.
And so looking back into everything that we've been talking about, even the event that we had, what is the feedback that you have for us as well?
Well, with what Dr. Libilo was saying, particularly on Saturday, on Friday, he spoke a lot, and he says IAG is like a book. And he says, you know, a book with chapters and pages and so on. And some of these pastors, chapters will tell a tragedy and others of triumph. And some are dull and some are ordinary. Now, when you hear a leader saying this, he's actually drawing us to, you know, understand to say as a church, as much as we are celebrating 60 years, it has not been easy in these 60 years. And he's calling us to say we must really be able to stand and continue to do the work of the Lord. And remember also, Sbonile, we had our guest who was invited all the way from Ghana, Pastor Wengam. He spoke something, and on Saturday, he was reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 13, from verse number 1. And it's a very powerful scripture. And he says, Joshua at that time was very much old. And God was simply saying to Joshua, send the light. He was speaking on this message. He was saying, send the light, because there are still more land to be possessed. And even in our celebrating of the 60 years of an anniversary, our prayer is that we should be able to focus more on going out and preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and also sending missionaries to places where the gospel has not reached those places. So these are some of the things that one has learned throughout.
Wow. This is so amazing. You want to add something?
Yeah. One thing that our guest speaker said, and I loved that phrase, that the party is over. Work has just begun.
Amen.
Yeah.
In other words, we cannot now sit back and say, yeah, we did it all in 60 years. There's still many rivers to cross.
True.
And we need to continue. But then we had one of other speakers that were there, because we had people coming from the USA. We had our local people from the Assemblies of God Fellowship. We had so many people that came there. One other thing is that they said, thank you for the partnership.
Amen.
In other words, we need to go on and deliberately create partnerships with other people. Because if we want to go far, we cannot go it all alone. We need to have other people going with us.
Wow. To us as Radio Pulpit, thank you so much for allowing us also to learn from you. even our family members, yeah. That your experiences can help us brush up. We're checking. We're like, oh, okay. No.
Exactly.
No, we can't turn there. Did you see the danger in that?
Yeah.
So thank you so much for allowing us to pry into what you do as well, and to empower others to say, if God was able to do it through us, he's able to can do it in your space.
Exactly.
And we are here. We are open books. You can come ask.
Thank you so much.
We are here to can assist as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And as Radio Pulpit also, we are grateful for the partnership.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I also want to say thank you so much, you know, to Radio Pulpit, having to, you know, be present both on Friday at the Gala Dinner and on Saturday, Dries Niemand Park in Kempton Park. Thank you so much. You know, we had a joyous celebration, you know, having to see many people coming to support our brothers and sisters. And I know that most of our members, they do listen to Radio Pulpit. We are very delighted for this partnership. We pray for Radio Pulpit, and we are here to work together with you also to support Radio Pulpit.
Amen. And I think that from now on, everybody who writes in Facebook, WhatsApp, she start IAG.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yes. I'm so and so from IAG.
Yes, yeah. But you know, one other thing is, and I've seen comments, I've seen feedbacks everywhere. You know, you helped us so much.
Yeah.
Just the fact that you were there, present with us.
Yes.
You were the greatest attraction.
Exactly.
Wow.
Where people said, we are also going.
Yeah.
Because Radio Pulpit will be there.
Amen.
So tell them that Radio Pulpit will always be there.
Amen.
Radio Pulpit will always be there. But thank you so much. I asked that we pray for family members. Number one, there's a family member who is talking about issues in her or his marriage. I'm not quite sure if it's a she or he. Hi, my sister. I'm devastated every time conflict in my marriage. I never stop and the third parties. I'm giving up. No need help. I don't know if you got words for that person before we pray for them. I don't think they should give up. I think they should go on. Mm. Let's hear what Pietra has.
Yes, I'm teaching my worker who's working for me, who's coming from Malawi, the first time to make Papoon Crystal. So when she go back, maybe she can do it herself and make some money.
Yeah.
Feed her kids.
Oh. All right. So you're not teaching us with Pastor Kwadi and Pastor Nguman. I thought you were going to teach us. But thank you so much, Pietra. We love you. May Gwenningen and Alice Fendi Beste. May she make lots and lots of money from that.
Yeah.
Another family member says, good day, guys. I'm in Bloemfontein and loving your topic. Because I'm an elder in my church, and yesterday I was asked to be the one who will lead today's home cell, but I'm spiritually backed. Help me. So I'm just going to allow that you pray for the leadership, the body of Christ as a whole, the leadership, and then even those who are coming behind. And that God, that when God brings healing, when God brings restoration, when God brings promotion, they are able to can also receive in their spaces. Because it's very hard to be a leader, and yet God says do this, but it's very hard where you find people's hearts do not receive. The Lord Jesus Christ went into a city, and their hearts were not receiving the miracles. And at the end of the day, he came out without a miracle, because none of them believed that that could happen. And so we are praying that such grounds are broken in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
But also praying for that family, specifically that person. I don't know if you get words for that one who's about to give up.
Yes, Spongile, I can say, please do not give up. There are certain instances where one will feel as though things are not coming okay. Therefore, the decision is that let me, you know, pull out. Let me throw in the towel. We stand with you. We pray. We ask that the Lord will comfort you. We pray that God will strengthen you in whatever that you are going through. We are with you in prayer. My advice is that reach out to somebody who is very matured, who is understanding, who will be able to, you know, connect with that particular person and pray together with that. And also for counseling is very much important. We are also reachable, Spongile, depending on, you know, know, the distance and so on, but we can still talk to our brothers and sisters and to encourage them. Let us pray and, you know, bring them to the Lord. Father, you are the most gracious God. Oh, and yes. At times we go through difficult situations, we want to throw in the towel, we want to give up, but we know that you did not give us the spirit that will make us to give up easily, so because of the challenges that which we are experiencing. And I pray that, Lord, strengthen us and give us the ability to endure some of the challenges that we face. I pray for our brothers and sisters, I pray for our leaders, those that are going through tough situations, and they pray, they feel, they think that it is now, they are at the end of everything, at the cul-de-sac. But I pray that, Lord, give us strength and understanding. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. And we thank you for your intervention, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. I'm also going to ask you to pray for the body of Christ as we are growing, as we are getting restored and getting empowered.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that,
Lord,
you've promised that you will be with us until the end of time.
Jesus' name.
We thank you that you said all powers are given unto you.
Mm.
And we know that you've also empowered us on our way, that whatever that we touch, whatever that we do, Father, we can do it better even if you are there with us. I pray for all churches around the world, because it is becoming more and more difficult for us to be able to can preach the word and for us to be able to can take the gospel to even other quarters. But with you, you said nothing is impossible with you.
Mm.
Nothing is too heavy for you. You can do all things for us, and you can even help us and empower us to do the same with ourselves. God, I pray in the name of Jesus, that let your spirit reign in each and every individual. Let your spirit reign in churches. Let people see that there is a solution for them, only if they've got a relationship with you. And this is what they need to start doing. We thank you that you promised to never to leave us and never to forsake us. We go forward with strength, knowing that you are always there with us. We thank you, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
And amen. Thank you, Pastor Nxumalo. Thank you, Pastor Khwadi.
Thank you so much.
I wish we could talk forever.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
But we have learned quite a lot, and thank you for challenging the body of Christ. And there are certain things that we need to take serious.
Yeah.
I remember when some years back, some young men would feel the pressure from those who are married, because they're not married.
Oh, yeah.
And they would be treated like boys.
Mm.
And they would be, you'd find the person who's treating this one like a boy, he's even younger.
Yeah.
hear you. You're not a man yet because you're not married. And vice versa. There have been things happening in our churches that are unnecessary. And so thank you for building the body of Christ. And thank you for not even containing it inside, but going outside.
Praise
the Lord. You said that you are available for those who'd like to talk to someone. How can they contact?
082-470-6408. That is my number.
Repeat it, Moruti.
082-470-6408. And please, family, don't phone Late at night.
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
12 midnight.
12 midnight.
So when does family time end or start and end? So
we know. 6 o'clock, I'm no longer available to take your calls.
Okay.
But any time from 8 o'clock up until 6 o'clock, I will be able to give an ear to whatsoever that you want to say.
All right, yes. Then. Thank you so much. Murut Ngumela, are you available as well?
Yes, I am available. Uh-huh. And my number is 084-457-0905.
Can you repeat it?
084-457-0905.
Wow. Thank you so much. Muruti, when does your family time begin and end? We have to get it right.
Mine starts a bit later at 9.
Okay.
But it ends at 10 in the evening.
Oh.
So I am.
You have an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
But then, whoever, if really matters are pressing,
yes,
I'm available throughout.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rate apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.